WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency is moving ahead with forming a new Brazos County-based community college.
The RVP's Talent Initiative Steering Committee plans to present more than 13,000 petition signatures to Brazos County Commissioners Tuesday morning. Committee leaders say they are preserving their options to ensure a...
Sorry about that. We'll get back to that story. 2 days after a request was withdrawn that could have led to high-density housing in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods, the city council was asked again to close a loophole in development regulations.
Surrounding counties.
Have a little audio issues here. Here we go.
The goal is to return the UDO to its intended meaning, the interpretation that was passed unanimously in 2012 by both PNC as well as city council.
Suzanne Drolesky of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association told the council the only reason why two large residential lots are not being turned into nine smaller lots across the street from College Hills Elementary School is because one of the property owners chose not to sell. The city of Bryan has cleared another hurdle towards the future reduction of train horns sounding in the downtown area. City consultant Gary Schatz on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says no decision has been made on closing any railroad crossings.
Our problem child with our quiet zone is the Groesbeck crossing. It has the highest crash risk, according to the Federal Railroad Administration's website, and it's also our second busiest crossing in Bryan.
The only way for public feedback at this time about quiet zones is to contact officials through the city's website at bryantx.gov. The state of Texas is at a 20-year high in the number of people with mumps. In Brazos County, the health department reports one confirmed case and two suspected cases involving college-aged young adults. Nurse practitioner Julie Anderson says there's no outbreak at this time.
I wouldn't change travel plans. I wouldn't change my daily routine. We're just asking for people to be vigilant. We're asking for doctors' offices and medical providers to be vigilant. If somebody comes in and says, hey, I was a suspect to a known case, it helps us put the bigger picture together.
A list of symptoms and preventative measures for the highly contagious disease is online at WTAW.com. A new principal has been named at College Station's new middle school. Julia Mishler has been an assistant principal at College Station High School. Upon final action by the school board next Tuesday, Mishler starts her new job as Wellburn Middle School principal this July. The new school opens in August of 2018. And back to that earlier story, the agenda for next Tuesday's Brazos County Commissioners meeting includes accepting a petition from supporters of creating a Brazos County-based community college district. Now, the Talent Initiative Steering Committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency began that petition drive on Election Day last November. RVP spokesman Hayden Paul says more than 13,000 signatures have been collected. The steering committee issued a news release Thursday that states in part, quote, the submission of the petitions to the Brazos County Commissioners Court preserves all of our options as we work today to ensure our workforce of tomorrow leaves no doubt as to our destiny. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Check them out at one of their seven locations or visit wctractor.com. AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5. Would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Good morning, it's 7:10, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, we got weather for you, sponsored this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Warm weather will continue to move up out of the Gulf of Mexico over the area today and through the weekend. Today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower later today, 80 to 85. Lots of cloudiness overnight, lows 60 to 65. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Clouds, maybe a couple of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Clouds Sunday, there could be some showers and storms. Highs on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball team's win against Alabama last night. Meanwhile, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the team series with Arkansas beginning tonight. And Yu Darvish and Carlos Gomez had a big night last night, helping lead the Rangers to a win over the Angels. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there it is. It's Good Friday. We're working.
Maybe we're not working well.
No. We're just working.
We're working.
And I don't know. There's not a lot of traffic.
I wouldn't expect there to be.
You know what, though? We're getting a little bit of fog here, so you people do need to turn your headlights on.
Yeah.
Okay, just do that. Mm-hmm. I know you think that it doesn't matter. But it really, really does.
It was weird this morning when I was driving in. I usually miss the fog because it's so early. But there was definitely fog, but it was on the other side of the road. I felt like the cars coming to me were in fog, but I was not in fog. It was kind of bizarre.
That's a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mumps.
Yeah.
What is this about?
I don't know. And the numbers are just kind of bizarre when it comes to... So... There had been no cases between 2012 and 2015 in Brazos County.
Okay.
There were 7 cases back in 2010. And then statewide, it's affected 221 people. That's the most since 1994.
How very interesting that would make a comeback. So either of y'all had the mumps?
No.
Okay.
I never had the chicken pox.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did when I was like 15. It was horrible.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because the older you get, the worse it is.
Yeah.
You know?
So I've had both of those. So
okay.
And so you can't. I don't think you can get the mumps more than once.
What exactly is the mumps?
Well, the mumps and the glands in your neck swell up.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a little bit weird. It's very discomforting. And
yeah.
And actually, I had it kind of late, I thought, because I believe I was a junior in high school when it happened.
The mumps?
And, yeah.
Well, they're saying the cases that they have here are college-age students.
Wow. Interesting. Mm.
So is it something that typically children get?
Well, yeah, it is. I think it's a younger disease generally.
Okay.
The deal is, as I recall, it is highly contagious.
It is. That's what, and that's what the script says and we're reporting this morning. So that's why there is a list on WTAW.com, just some preventative measures. And you heard from Julie Anderson. She said it's not, you know, any reason to freak out necessarily, but it is nice to know.
Yeah, please don't freak out. It's it's not, okay? Just keep living your life, right?
A lot of people
wash your hands.
A lot of people are placing blame on the anti-vaxxers for this being the case.
Apparently. Here we go. That's a great
here we go.
Good reason to roll that out, isn't there? One more time. That's fine. Okay, we do a little kind of a life skills show called Something You Should Know, which is interesting sometimes. And you know, today they were doing a little life lesson saying that there are always things that you know you should be taking care of that you don't. Somehow you are able to get other things done to help other people, but you're not able to get this thing done for yourself. So the author slash expert they talked to this morning told you how you could allocate time to take care of this one most important thing.
Every single day, before you check your email, spend 15 minutes a day on those projects that matter most to you.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that she wants to roll that out.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and when she said, you'll be shocked at what you can get done in 15 minutes.
Well, a lot of people's most prized projects that they want to work on involve opening their email.
That's, yeah. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to get that done.
And let's say your goal, is to build something for your house, piece of furniture. You're kind of handy, you're crafty, you want to build something.
Right.
What, you're going to go spend 15 minutes on that every morning, just 15 minutes, and get, you know, a corner done or something? I just,
I presume what she is talking about is some effort to help yourself.
I guess.
Maybe physically build something, but to help yourself. Yeah.
I'm thinking, or if you've always wanted to write a book, you're only going to spend 15 minutes on it that morning before you check your email.
All right, 7:15. You can text us or email us 979695. Well, I need email.
You can email us.
You could if you want to. No,
you can
call
text us.
Yeah, you can call us and you can text us and stuff like that. 979-695-1620. All right, so dishwashing liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So growing up, I grew up in a house that didn't have a dishwasher.
Okay.
That may not be y'all's case, but. But generally you have some dishwashing liquid there because there'll be a pot or a pan or something that you might wash that you wouldn't put in the dishwasher.
So we're talking about in the sink dishwashing
liquid.
That's
right.
Okay.
Brand loyal. Was your house brand loyal?
I think we were mainly Palmolive.
Okay.
The green one.
I think we used Dawn mostly.
Now, and so whenever you've got cleaning products, of course, when it comes to dishwashing liquid, bubbles are important because you think
it's cleaner.
It's got a lot of bubbles, but that's not true. But the other thing is fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the fragrance that makes you think that it is clean? And of course, lemon has worked for a long, long time.
Yes.
That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then I think green apple started sneaking into the world.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I went to look up the best fragrance for dish soap in your home, which proves the internet has everything, okay? It has everything. So what they say is passion fruit cecina in coriander and olive tree.
What?
I don't know. Red pear and magnolia.
No.
Okay, seventh generation, which I've heard of and I've never used. Okay.
I use.
Mm-hmm. Does that have a fragrance to it?
The one I have currently is a lemon citrus, and then I just bought another one because we were almost out, and this one's more orangey.
Okay.
It's got an orange hint or scent to it.
Okay, got it.
I like the smell of blue.
Blue works. Okay, now, let me see. J.R. Watkins Natural. This takes care of aromatherapy style. All the scent options include aloe and green tea, lavender, and lemon. Okay?
Okay.
Fine.
I guess where I go with lemon or green apple or orange is that's still a food. So if it's going on my plate, it's okay. Where like lavender or whatever some of those other scents you mentioned, like I don't want my plate smelling or tasting like flowers.
Or perfume.
Yeah.
So all that to say, have you seen what we have in the break room today? Have you seen what the Dawn is?
No.
Okay.
It's pink. I know.
Yeah, it is. It's pomegranate.
Oh.
All right.
Now, look, I understand pomegranate juice is supposed to be good for you, okay?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, my dad liked pomegranates, and I learned how to eat them.
Yeah.
It seems like a hell of a lot of work.
It is, but they are tasty.
They are tasty. But is that the fragrance that you want for your dishwashing?
Yeah, probably not.
I find it very interesting, and I guess you roll those things out and you see if they catch on. or maybe they're people at Dawn who are development people, and they've got to justify their jobs, and so they have to come up with new fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
I just found it very, very odd.
This is interesting. Someone texted in and said, America is pretty much the only country that requires suds in soap.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I understand. That's exactly right. And there was a time when we went through that with a clothes detergent, too,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you felt like suds equated to, and what suds do is, in the case of the washing machine, really not help things at all and probably yeah. clog things up a little bit more
yeah,
than they
true.
Should. But, yeah, good observation.
Well, I've even heard the same thing with, like, face washes.
Yeah.
You know, soap and suds actually doesn't, it usually means there's something else in it that doesn't need to be there for your skin and ends up drying your skin out even more.
It's a hassle, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me see. Where do we go? Do we go to WWE or do we go to Walmart? Where do you want to go?
Ooh, I've also got a story about toasted grasshoppers.
Oh, excellent. That'll go right along with the peeps, too.
Okay.
That'll
oh,
be,
good.
That'll
good.
Be fine.
Let's do Walmart.
Okay.
Now,
88-year-old Walmart greeter Bob Tallinger said that a wild turkey wandered into his store. Well, it's not his store, it's the store where he works.
Right.
March the 27th, while he was on duty, employees and customers able to shoo the lost bird out of the outdoor garden section. Where the Humane Animal Welfare Society worker was able to capture the bird with a net. Bird was uninjured and released back into the wild.
Only to return.
No, oh. Bob was shocked when he found out a few days later he had been terminated.
What?
Yep. Yep, they said that he was fired because he did not alert the manager
oh.
when the bird wandered in.
That sounds to me like Bob's
they were
you know,
looking
been
for
on
a
the
reason.
Bubble anyway.
Yeah.
They
he
were
said
looking
he's
for
80?
A reason. 88.
Yeah, 88?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How do you do that to an 88-year-old?
I
really?
Know.
And then there are police in Bend, Oregon, searching for the man who went into the Walmart and fired a handgun at the locks inside. With the intent of stealing some high-end electronics. Authorities confirmed that the two shots were from a 9mm handgun. Suspect ran out when the locks didn't break. Surveillance camera caught a glimpse of the suspect. Police still searching for him. So just think about that. That could be some
good
fun.
Good try.
In your
better
life.
Luck next time.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go. Here's your wrestling stuff. Forbes. Look, Forbes is a pretty sophisticated magazine.
Yeah.
A pretty
yeah.
well-respected magazine. That's the magazine that, you know, they're out there talking high finance all the time. That's the Steve Forbes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His magazine. But they decided they wanted to list the highest paid WWE stars, just so you'd know that.
Okay.
So take that into the, maybe you don't work today. All right, mention that in church afterwards on Sunday.
See guess who's the highest paid wrestler?
That's right. Brock Lesnar was the highest paid wrestler of all the WWE wrestlers in 2016. In 2015, Forbes.com had John Cena. Is that
Cena.
Right?
Cena.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll remember
one
day.
Of these
days. Yeah. Listed as the top money maker.
Okay.
He was estimated to have earned $9.5 million mm-hmm. over the year. But in 2016, the Brockster topped him by pulling in $12 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
While John dropped down to $8 million for second place.
Oh.
Rounding out your top five, because I know you want to know them.
I'll tell you if I even recognize the name.
Triple H?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, of course.
Really? Okay, 3.8. I didn't know. Roman Reigns? I only know him because they were discussing WrestleMania on CBS Radio ad nauseum, whatever weekend that was.
Gotcha.
Triple H is one of the classic guys. I remember him from when I was a fan, but yeah,
all right.
Roman Reigns. Man.
Well, Roman Reigns, 3.5, and then Dean Ambrose at 2.7.
I knew Brock and John, but yeah.
I can never remember if Brock Lesnar is in the WWE or the UFC. He keeps going back and forth.
Oh, see? Maybe that's what I know him from. I just know the name.
Could well be.
Maybe he got some earnings from UFC. Too.
Yeah. Might be. That very well could be. All right. Maryland State Delegate Eric Ledke picks a different outlawed or outdated law every year to repeal, and this year seeking to legalize pinball in Maryland. Yeah. Eric says it's actually illegal in Maryland to play pinball if you're under 18.
Wow.
His bill will repeal the law because, quote, it's ridiculous. The law is an old one, dates back to the early 1900s when pinball machines were first becoming popular. it was considered gambling at that time. Gambling.
Pinball machines are the devil.
You're exactly right. There, he'd take you.
You'll go to hell.
BMW Brazos Valley invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $299 a month, or lease a BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Your choice for less than $300 a month. That's like $75 a week. Experience the difference at the completely remodeled service waiting area, or be a VIP with BMW loaner cars available while your vehicle is being serviced. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose with a $1,500 college grad rebate? Your hard work can be rewarded with a $1,500 rebate on any of our certified pre-owned BMWs. Over 50 to choose. So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley BMW.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause: to find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
Bluebell Ice Cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell Ice Cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got weather sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, look for a high temperature. Actually, this looks like it's going to run through about Wednesday and next week. High temperatures in the lower 80s, and low temperatures will be in the middle 60s. Slight chance of showers this evening, kind of a scattered shower thing, about 20%. And then maybe on Sunday as well, scattered showers. Increases to a 40% chance on Monday, and then Monday night and Tuesday, 20 or 30% chance. Right now, a little bit of fog out there. It's actually gotten a little bit more dense in the last probably 20 minutes, at least around this part of town. Anyway, winds out of the east at 3 miles an hour right now. The humidity is 96%, and we've got 60 degrees.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggieLaneRealEstate.com.
The liberal governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, the son of Mario the Pious, is offering a pious new program. He's giving free tuition to state university students. Of course, it's not free. Taxpayers are paying for it, as always. There's a hitch, though. The students must be New York residents for at least a year prior to enrolling. Plus, for every year students take the money, they must stay a year in New York after graduating. If they don't, the free money will be converted to loans, which they will have to pay back. Now, Governor Cuomo says this will ensure that out-of-state freeloaders don't take advantage of all the goodies. Residency requirements are upsetting some students and their advocates. What if they can't find jobs in New York when they finish school? They complain that it'll handcuff them from taking good out-of-state jobs. They don't think it's fair to be asked to pay back the money, even though they're working hard and can presumably afford it. It's not right they should have to pay it back. But a bigger issue is staring these liberals right in the face. Isn't it discriminatory and maybe even xenophobic to demand people prove they're legal residents? What about those living in the shadows? What about the illegal residents of New York? How will they get their freebies? And how can it be that students need ID to get free college money while liberals argue they don't need ID to vote? Anybody want to try answering these questions?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one, like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Homeowners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods are still concerned high-density homes could still be built due to a new interpretation of the city's development regulations.
The purpose and spirit of the UDO mandating lot sizes and setbacks for neighborhood conservation areas across the city are being violated by the interpretation used during the attempted Gilcrest replat.
Suzanne Drolesky of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association told the city council last night one of two property owners chose not to sell their land, and that's the only reason why two large lots are not being turned into nine smaller lots for high-density homes across Gilcrest from College Hills Elementary School.
I urge all of you today to uphold the promises made to the city residents in the comprehensive plan by supporting changes to the UDO that clarify and restore its intended protections for all neighborhood conservation areas.
The association has collected more than 1,000 signatures calling on the council to close the loophole. The city of Bryan has made a formal notification of establishing a quiet zone along railroad tracks in the downtown area. City consultant Gary Schatz says yet to be determined is which railroad crossings will be closed. Schatz, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, says the cost of keeping the crossing open at Grosbeck, which has the highest crash risk and the second most traffic, is $1.7 million. Schatz made no reference to comments the city manager gave during a city council workshop last month about Union Pacific helping pay for the quiet zone.
Union Pacific is going to see the installation of a quiet zone as a community betterment. So if there are necessary improvements at the crossing as a just basically a business decision, they're going to look to the local communities to fund those improvements.
The only way for public feedback at this time about quiet zones is to contact officials through the city's website at bryantx.gov. Mumps are making a comeback in Brazos County and around Texas, but Brazos County Health Department nurse practitioner Julie Anderson says there is no outbreak. In Brazos County, there is one confirmed and two suspected cases of the highly contagious disease.
When we say confirmed, that means that they had a lab confirmation of mumps. Suspected is the medical provider does not have the lab samples back with confirmation, but they have a pretty good hunch from the signs and symptoms in the swelling in the parotid gland to give enough clinical suspicion, and that's when we say it's a probable case.
A list of symptoms and preventative measures can be found online at WTAW.com. The agenda for next Tuesday's Brazos County Commissioners meeting includes accepting a petition from supporters of creating a Brazos County-based community college district.
The Talent Initiative Steering Committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency began the petition drive on Election Day last November. RVP spokesman Hayden Paul says more than 13,000 signatures have been collected. The steering committee issued a news release Thursday that states in part, the submission of the petitions to the Brazos County Commissioners Court preserves all of our options as we work today to ensure our workforce of tomorrow leaves no doubt as to our destiny. The RVP's pursuit of a property tax-supported community college in Brazos County comes 2 weeks after the Texas A&M System and Blinn College announced the selection of a consultant to provide a report on industry's needs and labor conditions in the eight-county region centered around Brazos County. According to a joint news release from the System and Blinn, data from the final report, which is expected in May, will be used to make decisions about forming future academic and workforce training offerings. According to the news release, System Chancellor John Sharp envisions many of the training opportunities will be available at the Rellis campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station's new Welburn Middle School doesn't open until August of 2018, but the principal has been named of CSISD's third middle school. Upon final action by the school board next Tuesday, Julia Mishler will start this July. Mishler is currently an assistant principal at College Station High School. Southbound traffic on the freeway was at a near standstill yesterday afternoon for 30 minutes from Harvey Road to William D. Fitch. College Station Police, which issued the traffic advisory, reported one lane was blocked between the Rock Prairie exit and Barron Road. CSPD officers directed traffic around a DPS traffic stop where an arrest was made on a narcotics charge. A CSPD animal control was also on the scene in case there was an animal in the vehicle that was stopped. The Texas House is close to a final decision on allowing the use of the pesticide warfarin to control feral hogs. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station says there's a lot of support, but it's not a slam dunk.
We need to make sure we're giving landowners every opportunity to control the hog population so we can protect our land and our crops, but we got to do it right. There's 120 plus or minus co-sponsors of that bill, but there's some real concerns about the product itself. So we do need to do our due diligence, vote on this correctly, make sure that the bill does what it's intended to do.
The full House will consider HB 3491 next Monday. That's after the Public Health Committee endorsed it last week by a vote of 9-0. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun and collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Good morning, it's 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's the forecast.
Warm weather will continue to move up out of the Gulf of Mexico over the area today and through the weekend. Today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower later today, 80 to 85. Lots of cloudiness overnight, lows 60 to 65. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Clouds, maybe a couple of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Cloud Sunday, there could be some showers and storms. Highs on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team continues its series with Alabama tonight after picking up the win last night. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the A&M softball team series with Arkansas, which starts tonight. And after more than 15 years, Ken Hitchcock is back as head coach of the Stars. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We got to get ready for Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Got to do that. So, in Buenos Aires, they have the Jesus theme park.
All right.
Known to the locals as Tierra Santa, they actually hoist a 12-meter, that's like 40-foot, fiberglass Messiah on top of a huge plastic mountain once an hour. The staff dresses up, and they act out skits dealing with creation, Noah's Ark, and the Last Supper. Even members of the staff who clean up are dressed as Roman soldiers.
Wow. Interesting.
Greek island of Corfu at noon tomorrow, before the Saturday before Easter, residents hurl giant water-filled earthenware pots from their balconies.
That sounds fun.
It does.
it's like a water park.
Yeah. In the Czech Republic, there's an Easter tradition where young men take a baton of braided willow branches and take to the streets looking for girls to gently whip.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Strange.
That'll work.
Yeah, in some parts of the country, women get their revenge the following day by tossing a bucket of icy water on the guys that they spot.
How about a fist in the face?
That could work, too. This Sunday being Easter, a celebration for Christians all over the world. So what is the religious significance of the bunny who lays eggs? Do you know that? You see, here's the deal. Symbols for new life surrounding the Easter season. That's what this is about. Because bunnies were the ancient pagan symbol for
fertility,
new life. Right. Yes, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the whole word Easter comes from Istor, who was a Teutonic goddess. And so spring is the season for fertility, life, and abundance. And so the Teutonic mythology, she had a pet bird that laid eggs in baskets and hid them. So on a whim, she just decided to change the bird into a bunny. Thus, now we have an Easter bunny. Otherwise, there'd be an Easter bird, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Women's Magazine asked readers your favorite holiday mascot. Santa's number one at 69%. The bunny is number two, though, at 11, tied with Cupid. And then that wily leprechaun in number nine.
It's interesting about the origin of the bunny, because that totally explains why, because bunnies don't lay eggs.
No, they don't.
Right.
Exactly. And if
that's awkward.
If you decide you want a bunny for your kiddos, vets remind you They can be difficult to deal with. Now, they need food, okay, bunny chow or whatever.
Oh, we're talking about a real rabbit.
Real bunny. If you do a real bunny, yeah, if you decide
we
to
had one once.
So did I. Okay. I kept bunnies for a while.
It didn't like us very much.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and so we gave it to a friend of ours, was like a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
So we gave it to her for a class pet. And her kindergartners loved it.
Did they?
And he loved them. So well, I don't know what it was about the Reber household, but it's fine.
Non-bunny friendly.
Glad Hugo could find a good home.
Hugo, did you have a dog at the same time?
We did.
Yeah, maybe that has something
to do with it. And so he could have just been on edge.
That's right. I had a bunny that would lick my finger, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was an orange bunny. That was it was pretty neat because if you cage them, you know, they just do their business in one corner.
Yeah.
You know, they're mm-hmm. fairly neat. And
they're smart.
And it's pellets, you know, which makes it pretty easy. The problem is you let them roam free in your house. They basically are a rat. It's like letting a rat mm-hmm. loose in your house. If you think that's a good idea, mm-hmm. then that would be fine.
Yep.
And then there are those other things.
Take a styrofoam peanut, stick a beak on it, boom, marshmallow peep.
Yep.
There you go. And peeps are falling. The popularity of peeps apparently plummeting
really?
Now. Right.
Really?
Yeah. I know you're shocked.
How could it be?
But the reason is because now there are so many options when it comes to chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, you got chocolate eggs, and it used to be just Cadbury,
just
right?
Just Cadbury.
Oh, yeah, and those are great.
But and so here we go. They're in at 54%. And then you got Reese's peanut butter eggs at 48%.
The best.
And then you got chocolate bunnies, and then you do the jelly beans, and then you got the Hershey's chocolate eggs. And finally, Peeps in at 34%.
Yeah.
And they used to be right around 45%.
And they're still only being bought for decoration.
Pretty much. Well, no, we got a story on that in a minute. The deal is, and of course, Peeps puts a spin on it, quote, Peeps continues to be the number one non-chocolate branded Easter.
Non-chocolate, uh-huh. right.
Okay, uh-huh. yeah. Okay, so if you take Easter...
Wait, what'd you say jelly beans was?
Yeah, well, but they're at that's right. You know, they lied there.
They're lied, see?
They're 48%.
Peeps. Can't trust them.
You cannot.
You can't
even trust the Peeps.
In Sacramento, Sacramento used to host the annual Peeps Eating Contest, the Peep-Off, the Saturday after Easter.
The Peep-Off.
Yeah. The sole reason for doing that is because for like $30, you could buy 10,000 Peeps because you got to get rid of them.
Everything's on sale.
Yep. So the last one was in 2009 in Sacramento, but several radio stations have appropriated this contest for their own. One winner downed 103 Peeps in 30 minutes. His name was Dennis Gross. That's probably pretty.
Yeah. Can we talk about they like you had to stop playing Chubby Bunny because of the risk of choking on a marshmallow. That is what these people are doing.
I don't know what Chubby
You don't know what Chubby Bunny,
bunny
is?
Oh.
Sorry,
so,
help me.
It's basically you put one marshmallow in and you say Chubby Bunny. Then you put another marshmallow in and say Chubby Bunny. And then eventually,
Hallelujah.
But they used to play it. I mean, we used to do it back at, like, fish camp and different, you know, like, college organizations. I mean, just, you know, wherever. I don't know. You just played Chubby Bunny at sleepovers and stuff.
Okay.
But they started, like, outlawing the game because people were choking on the marshmallows.
Well, see, you have to have some kind of self-control, right? Don't
you? You're like stuffing in as many as you can trying to say the word Chubby Bunny.
Like last year or the year before, I think, Mel over on Maverick did it. There's a video on their Facebook somewhere. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
All right, so why is ham traditionally eaten at Easter? Under Jewish dietary laws, of course, that is eating pork is forbidden any time. So there was thought that, this is a, quote, Christian meat, and so we can consume it then. But that really is not the deal.
Oh.
We don't understand it now because we have food storage techniques and supermarkets mm-hmm. and stuff like efficiencies that they didn't have back in the day. With pigs and cows before refrigeration, it simply made sense to slaughter them in the fall. And since it takes a fair amount of time to actually butcher something big, the cold temperatures help the meat keep from going bad before you were able to properly store it.
Okay.
And so it just basically had to do with the time of year when all that happened.
Gotcha.
For instance, in Europe, lamb is commonly served at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition actually traces back to the origins of the Jewish Passover feasts. And this is also fitting for Easter as well. So that's the reason. It's not a Christian meat. It's a matter of that was the time when they were butchering the hog.
Yep.
It's 747.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Abandon. That's what a lot of parents feel when their children leave home to carve their own path through life. That feeling isn't unusual, and believe it or not, it's a good sign. It means you have a strong connection with your children, and their absence matters to you. But you can't allow your sadness to get in the way of them stepping forward into life. There's a big world out there, and they need to get busy finding it. That's why it's good for them to abandon the nest. That cuddly newborn is now a young adult. The relational dynamic between the two of you needs to change. The goal was never for your child to stay cuddly forever. It was to prepare them for this very moment. But letting go still hurts, doesn't it? Maybe you just need a chance to grieve. So many things changing at once can stir up feelings of loss. You need some time to get through it. Give yourself permission to feel sad, at least for a little while. And be careful of one other thing. Watch where you dump your grief. Sadness can easily come out in unhealthy ways, like making your children feel guilty for moving out and pursuing their lives. Instead, encourage them. Congratulate them when they pick an out-of-state college or agree to a job someplace far away. Whether they say it or not, your children are counting on your support for the confidence they need to get out there and succeed. To help your relationship with your adult children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4040. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 4040. Personalcreations.com, 4040.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team had another mid-game surge to erase a 5-4 deficit and post a 9-5 win over the Alabama Crimson Tide in the series opener yesterday evening in Tuscaloosa. The series continues tonight as the squads meet in a 6 p.m. contest, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 2 A&M softball team hits the road for a 3-game series at Arkansas beginning tonight. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Arkansas is a completely different ball club this year. They're doing a great job. They already have 4 wins in conference, which is
you know, three more than they had last year in an entire season, and we're still only halfway through. So they're doing a great job. They're getting good pitching. They're getting good hitting and really competing.
The Aggies enter the weekend with a 35-3 record, tying the 2005 team for the best start in program history. First pitch for tonight's game is at 5 p.m., and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. In A&M men's golf, junior Cameron Champ finished in third place individually as the team wrapped up its regular season yesterday with a fourth place showing at the Tiger Classic. Up next for the Aggies is the 2017 SEC Men's Golf Championships, which take place at the Sea Island Golf Club at St. Simons Island, Georgia, April 21st through the 24th. The 21st-ranked A&M women's tennis team concludes the regular season this weekend, taking on number 23 Tennessee today in Knoxville and number 2 Georgia on Sunday in Athens. First serve against the Volunteers is at 5 p.m. at Barksdale Stadium, and the regular season finale against the Bulldogs begins at noon at the Dan McGill Tennis Complex, the site of this year's NCAA championships. In Major League Baseball,
swung on, lofted in the air to left center field. Trout going back. He's still going back. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Carlos Gomez puts one in the Rock Garden on the second pitch of the game.
That was Carlos Gomez's leadoff homer. Yu Darvish pitched seven scoreless innings, and the Texas Rangers beat the Los Angeles Angels 8-3 yesterday. Meanwhile, Ken Hitchcock is back as the coach of the Dallas Stars more than 15 years after being fired by the team he took to its only Stanley Cup championship. Here's Hitchcock on the opportunity.
There's an obligation on my part to be at my best every night. And I'm going to expect, as much as I expect from the players, I'm going to expect more from me and my staff.
Hitchcock led the Stars to five straight division titles with consecutive Western Conference championships in 1999 and 2000. And longtime Pittsburgh Steelers chairman and former U.S. ambassador to Ireland, Dan Rooney, has died at the age of 84. The Pro Football Hall of Famer took over the operation of the Steelers from his father in the 1960s and turned it into a team that had four Super Bowl winning seasons in the 1970s. Rooney also conceived the NFL's Rooney Rule, which gave minorities a better opportunity to be hired for coaching and front office positions. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day, thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. Now, we started off the week with a smaller Ford Fiesta, and we've worked our way up to a pair of trucks this time. Yesterday, an F-150. Today, it's the GMC Sierra 1500. It's a 2012, only has 40,000 miles on it. It's a great truck for a first-time buyer, and you can get it for under $17,000, $16,988. For that 2012 GMC Sierra. Want to find details on that truck or a whole lot more? All you have to do is go to their website. It's teamofnavasota.com. And while you're there, check out the link that says TCO or Texas Custom Outfitters. Because if you get that GMC Sierra, you can fix it up any way you want. Even though it's a previously owned car, you can get that thing duded up with dark tinted windows. You can get the light bars, everything to make it your truck. Custom wheels, the whole nine yards, is available with Texas Custom Outfitters. And more importantly, they roll it all into the financing. So you're only writing just that one check. It makes it a lot easier to keep track of. Make the short drive. It's south to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911, 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
Let me ask you a question. Are you looking to buy or sell your house, maybe? Is it something that is really weighing upon you because it's super stressful and you don't know exactly what to do? You don't know what the numbers are in the market. You don't even know what that means. Well, it sounds to me like you need an expert on your side. Good news, though, because Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are a whole group of experts. That's right. There's an entire team of people over there who are experts in buying and selling homes, and they can help you make that buying or selling process a whole lot better and make the experience better for you. And it's super simple to get in touch with them. All you have to do is go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with Jen and the team. It's not a handoff mentality. When I say team, that doesn't mean you're going to talk to Jen and she's going to pass you off to somebody else. No, the entire team of people over there are dedicated to helping their customers get the best deals on their houses, whether they're buying or selling, and make the experience better. They just want to make your life better. Check them out online. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it for Zweiker & Associates.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, Nickelback, they've been what, 20 years is that about? I mean,
in the butt of every joke.
Yeah. Yep. So do you know how Nickelback got their name?
I do not.
One of the members used to work at that big expensive coffee place.
Oh.
He was like a barista. And they would give him $1.50 for a drink that cost $1.45. And he'd give
a nickel back.
Yeah, you like that.
Dang.
Okay, just letting you know. All right. Exxon once tried to get into the office supply market in the 1970s and 80s, made products like a typewriter with a floppy that was built in to save what you were typing. But they decided in 1984 they weren't going to do it anymore because they'd lost $1 billion on the venture. Yeah, that's kind of outside the scope of what Exxon was doing.
Yeah.
So that really wasn't a deal. And science has now solved all the important things in life. Yeah, we've cured a lot of diseases and stuff like that. But science has finally figured out why your shoes are always coming untied. Really? Popular science says that knots take a tremendous amount of force when your foot strikes the ground. And sometimes as much as 7 times the force of gravity. Oh, my God, 7 G's on those little shoelaces.
Whoa, what?
That deforms the shape of the knot. At the same time, you see, then the flapping motion of the shoelaces as your foot adds these additional forces, these two forces together, sooner or later, your laces will come untied.
Oh.
The researchers used high-speed motion cameras to capture the shoe as it became untied while a volunteer ran on a treadmill.
Double knot. Double knot.
Every time.
How much did they spend on that?
The researchers also put laces with the different types of knots on a pendulum system to systematically test whether they were more resistant to becoming untied. Now, which kind do you use? Do you do the two bunny ears?
No.
Okay. I learned
bunny ears, right. but regular or whatever you call
regular.
It.
Brad?
I think it's just regular. I don't have any weird around the tree or whatever.
Yeah, and you look at kids and they go, Velcro.
Good point.
I don't even know how to do that. What makes you think I should be able to do that?
And I can't read a clock either.
That's right. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.